We recently decided that we also need to improve our internal processes. One thing is to find people outside who will run on our ticket and be part of the infrastructure of the movement. But now we have to have processes, including how we receive people who come to our offices, who will we answer to in terms of requests for interview, and how do we find the right PR person, what is the image that we want to project, and all of those things. We are looking to hire, we call it executive director, a person who will oversee all of the internal functions. Other parties in Bosnia, they call that general secretary, and it sounds so communist to me because that's what the Communist Party, the general secretary, we call it executive director. And we're going through that now. We head of the president's cabinet also. We are looking for that. So there are more and more people who are offering help. There is still more and more impatience. People would like to start moving and doing something now, especially the young people are waiting instruction for us, what they need to do. We're also starting the international diaspora organization, starting with Germany, Austria, Sweden, because of the fact that they have probably the most of the Bosnian diaspora in those countries. We started with a meeting of president of the advisory of the governing board. We call it presidency. 11 members. We meet every Thursday, online version, virtual. We have team meetings of the operational team in Sarajevo. That is every Monday, and others who are in different parts of the country or the world are participating via Skype. So the more we do in terms of getting closer to an organized affair, organized way of being, the more things we realize need to be fixed or introduced, new positions established. And also, there are invitations to visit internationally, our diaspora within certain countries. So I came here to the US for the graduation of four of my PhD students. Then one also graduated yesterday, not graduated, but passed her dissertation, defense. I got an invitation to go to Des Moines, Iowa, and Chicago this week, and I will and visit those communities, Bosnian communities, communities from Bosnia and Herzegovina. Oh, we have invitations for, and I'm going to, if everything works out as planned, to Switzerland, end of January, to Austria, end of February, and to Sweden, beginning of March. Some of them are scientific conferences that our people putting together, and also visits to our communities. And the Sweden is the celebration of the Day of Independence, March 1, and I will be there March 2nd because it's Saturday, with another politician from Bosnia who is also a candidate for presidency, and with one Bosnian guy who is in the European Parliament representing Sweden. He's also going to be the guest that evening. So, yeah, we keep learning about establishing a political organization. Keep learning about managing the growth of volunteers and paid employees. Learning how to manage expectations. Learning how to manage impatience of people who, now that they got something that seems like it's real and the potential for change, they want to do it now rather than tomorrow. It's exciting and wonderful, and also worrisome because every time you have more humans in the loop, there are more personalities in the loop, and therefore interpersonal issues that we have to deal with, which are becoming more and more obvious, and you don't want to lose any momentum or potential for growth due to the inability to manage people. So that's something high on my list these days.
And I'll use the phrase, but it almost sounds like learning the growing pains of forming a democracy or whatever. And what is it like for you personally? It sounds like it's a learning experience for you as well, dealing with these issues. And how do you do it?
Right. I keep thinking about democracy a lot these days, especially because of the fact that the world is going through some tough times and democracy is being misused by some people. So I'm learning a lot. The other challenge is undo what I used to. What I used to is having a strong person and everything is around that person. And we are going the other way around. We are basically saying it's not about one person. It's not about Mossad. It's about set of ideas. And we need to set up an organization in a way that conveys that message. And therefore, even although I could have made a lot of decisions, I didn't. I am asking the governing council to make a lot of decisions that normally a president would do. All our documents are written in a way that there's a process in place and that the president really is executive branch of the set of rules established by this governing body that we call the governing council. So that is also something that is interesting to watch, that people go outside of one way of behavior and understanding how politics works into the other when there is no strong person and they need to establish this society of like-minded people in terms of the goal, what they want to accomplish. And now we have to compete in this marketplace of ideas within the organization to figure out what's the best way of doing it. And some people are getting overboard saying, well, I want to position myself to do or influence or position, which is not really what I wanted. I wanted the competition of ideas and the respect and as people talk. And now this back office infighting starts. And it's interesting that I guess it is both about democracy, but it is also about humans and people and personalities. But also it is good that it is rare, if ever, that I hear anybody say anything negative about us, the platform, the movement, or the possibilities, potential. Today I heard that in the private conversation, a high-ranking officer from the most influential party spoke highly of our potential for change. So those are cool things. And that's what democracy should really do, enable the competition of ideas. And so the other thing that we need to do these days, and I have to figure out with our legal team whether we have done that, we need to present an inquiry to the Central Electoral Commission regarding the fact that we think that they have not included the votes from diaspora in the total count. And we wanted to know if that is so and why. If it is so, why? That is the case. So, and if they don't answer, then we will just make a public inquiry and send a note to the media saying there seems to be a problem. Because even though we are happy with the results, we don't think that our stronghold, which is the diaspora, actually was included. One of the strongholds. So, interesting. And after that, we need to become really, really active in requesting electronic voting and possibly mandatory voting for the next election. So those are the two things we would like to actually put a pressure on regarding the Central Electoral Commission, because they would be the ones who would then implement. the idea of electronic voting, but the parliament has to have their say in it.
Sure. You mentioned one thing that, and I will ask about in terms of the process, understanding people, how people think, what makes them do what they do. We've talked about it. There are challenges. But for you personally, that's got to be fascinating because that has to do with a lot of the work you've done with the Complex Systems Institute. So yeah. Connect them a little bit.
Right. So this thing has so many parts set in motion. And what the complexity does or tells me about what I can expect is that there are always one, two, few reasons for anything. Success, failure, commotion, chaos. And sometimes those are rules of engagement you make, early policy. Sometimes it could be the attitude of the people. But I keep constantly looking for what are those few things that, if made right, would put the whole endeavor into a really new, smooth period of growth and success. Now, a lot of elements, people, processes, corruptive system, pressure or pushback from the media or from the ruling parties, ruling coalition. But luckily, I understand that it's never going to be, because of my complexity research, it is never going to be a stable environment. It is always going to be some kind of percolation of ideas and things. It's going to be ups and downs. And my job is to establish that in general, it is always going in an upward direction toward success, toward enlargement, toward popularity. And so, as I talk to people, and I always look at those people who are potential game changers, those who can, with their presence, with their experience, cause a ripple effect and make things right. And I see now there are 30 people around me, but there are two or three who have that. Now I need to find the right place for them. But will they be accepted by others? And how do I point them? And what's the right direction? And so in what is often seen as a chaotic environment, you see the patterns of stability. And the point is who, when, how, to be established, to stabilize the system, but never too much. I don't want total stability, but everything is, there's a set of rules and regulations and policies, and for everything you have to read and answer. There's no creativity there. So another challenge is the trade-off between policies and procedures and free creativity. Too much free creativity. I mean, everybody does whatever they want to. There's, in the end, nothing that can be done. It's going to be a chaotic system. And the other one is, if there is no change of any kind, then there is no growth. And so that managing that process is going to be interesting.
Just significance, importance of your outreach to other countries in the region. And as you do this, are there specific things you want to accomplish or just...
Right, well, the surrounding countries are really not helping at all, and I think it's going in the wrong direction. Croatia recently issued adopted a declaration in their parliament that expressed concerns with the position of Croats in Bosnia and Herzegovina. It's none of their business. Those are citizens of Bosnia and Herzegovina. This is interfering with the sovereignty of Bosnia and Herzegovina. They are using European Parliament to block really any progress of Bosnia and Herzegovina toward European Union, even though they are saying, "Oh, no, we are working on behalf of Bosnia and Herzegovina." they didn't come to talk to the government of Bosnia-Herzegovina and say if there are really legitimate issues with any of the people and or groups of people within Bosnia-Herzegovina, okay. But here is Bosnian Croats are trying to change the electoral law so that one party, that's the Nationalist Party, is guaranteed to win every time. Gerrymandering, right? In the worst case. And it hasn't done much good in the United States of America. It polarized the country, and it's doing the same thing in Bosnia-Herzegovina. So the country does not want to do that. It wants free elections for anybody, but they want to control the elections. It's not in the interest of Bosnia-Herzegovina. It's for another country to push for that. That leads to actually dissolution, potentially, of Bosnia-Herzegovina. It's not a friendly act. And the same thing is coming from Serbia. So we are in an environment that's really hostile to Bosnia-Herzegovina, and my job is for people to recognize that, create this long-term plan, establish a policy that's going to be not reactive but proactive toward betterment of Bosnia-Herzegovina. And in the context of European Union and the world powers that are really divided on the issue of Bosnia-Herzegovina and very ineffective, we need to figure out how to help ourselves first, become strong, and then become more constructive members of the European countries, European Union, and the world for that matter. So I never tell people it's somebody else's fault. That's the most cited reason that people in Bosnia give for the bad condition of the country. Oh, it's the European Union, it's the Russia, it's Serbia, it's great. Yeah, everybody, it's not their job. It's our job to create best environment for us. It's our responsibility. They can help or they can actually not help. And it happens. Some countries are more friendly than others. Some are more helpful than others. But we cannot really give our destiny into somebody else's hands. No, we can't. It's ours. And we need to rise to the occasion.